When I look at my life, I struggle with that. But when I look at the resurrection, when I look at Jesus' life, everything is possible. Everything. Wouldn't that be the greatest miracle? If you looked in the mirror one day and said, wow, God actually can make me a saint. That would be huge. Because He can. And He desires to. And He's pouring out the graces so that we, not we as a whole, but we each individual, you and me, each one of us, called to be holy, to be a saint. You may never get a statue like St. Patrick over there or St. Joseph, but God wants us to be as holy as they. And He's going to give us the grace. He's giving it. I encourage you in this year of mercy, ask for the impossible. God does the impossible. As I was pondering over the way of the cross on Good Friday, as we were going through it and seeing just the depths of despair that the disciples must have been in, they look and they see everything they'd hoped for had been put into this man who they then killed. He was dead. They buried him. The stone covered the tomb, and they said, what hope have we left? They couldn't see the resurrection, even though Jesus talked about it. He said it to them at least three times, that He was going to rise again. But when was the last time that you'd been to a funeral and the person in the casket sat up and said, well, that was a nice rest, I'm going now. Thank you all for coming. It's never happened to me. Not once. Every person that I've gone to a funeral for has stayed dead. And so these disciples, you can understand why they thought everything was gone. And you could say, God failed. And in the darkest of places, in the most impossible of places, God reversed death. There is nothing that is impossible for God. Nothing that we have done that's impossible for Him to forgive. There is no habit, no addiction in our lives that is too far gone for God to say, and I'm going to change that and make you a saint. There's no transgression, no matter how heinous, that God can't say, and now I come and embrace you to my heart. If we let Him, if we let Him draw close to us, if we let Him draw us close to Him, do we believe it? Up here we have, on both sides and at the back, we have images of the divine mercy. And at the bottom of all of them, even though the pictures are different, at the bottom of all of them they say, Jesus, I trust in you. That has been my constant mantra through all the troubles of my life. And it is my constant mantra now, even when I look and say, God, how can you make a saint out of someone like me? Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. In this year of mercy, ask God for the impossible. He loves to do it, you know. He loves to do that thing which seems the most impossible. He loves to take the dead and raise them to life. He loves to take sinners and make us saints, please God. Ask for the impossible and then make an act of trust. Jesus, I trust in you. This is what this whole Lent has been about. It's not been about, as Matthew Kelly says, not about giving up chocolate for Lent. It's about being transformed. Let us put our trust in God. Let us allow Him to transform our hearts, to raise our dead souls from the netherworld so that we can be the saints that He calls us to be.